Woman always felt someone might be sitting on the couch, so she threw a bedsheet over it. Seeing no reaction, she finally breathed a sigh of relief, picking up the sheet to return to bed. But then something eerie occurred. The lightweight sheet lay pinned to the floor, immobile no matter how hard she pulled. The other end seemed weighed down. Slowly the pressure grew tangible. The raised bedsheet was being slowly stepped on, as if someone was walking towards her. The woman was terrified, and quickly called out to her companion, pointing to the bedsheet on the floor and saying that someone was standing there. Her companion was a little confused. There was indeed a bedsheet on the floor, but it was just a bedsheet. He didn't see what there was to be afraid of. Moreover, there was no one else in the room. It must have been a hallucination of the woman's. After being reassured, the woman gradually calmed down. The next day, the woman was going to tell her sister about what happened last night. But as soon as they met, her sister had a cold expression on her face, and announced that she was cutting off their sisterly relationship. They were each other's only relatives. She couldn't understand why her sister would suddenly say such things. But before she could ask, her sister quickly closed the door. Back at her friend's, she found an email she sent to her sister. Its contents were vile, filled with insults toward her sister, demanding disownment, even wishing to watch her die. Such cruel, venomous words. No wonder her sister changed overnight. But the problem was that this email wasn't sent by the woman herself. Someone had impersonated her to write this email. Just then, her friend's daughter walked in. Seeing that the woman seemed to be in a very heavy mood, she tried to comfort her.
Oh my god. Sydney, are you okay?
Why would you just stop? Dad!
No.
The girl was hit hard by something, but since she had been looking down, she didn't know what had happened, so she instinctively thought it was the woman who had hit her. The woman tried to defend herself, but seeing her daughter bleeding from the blow, the friend obviously believed the daughter's words. Now she was truly unable to clear her name. Seeing her friend misunderstanding her, plus the series of strange events that had occurred recently, the woman immediately thought of that terrifying existence.
Come on! Come on out! Don't hit a little girl! Hit me!
It wasn't that the other party was hiding deeply, but that the woman simply couldn't see him. Perhaps he was standing in one of the corners of the room. To prove his existence, the woman found a packet of coffee in the kitchen. After opening it, she scattered it all over the ground. As long as something approached, she would be able to detect it immediately. She left a gap for herself at the back, to observe the movements at the door. But to her surprise, several hours passed and it grew dark. Yet that thing never reappeared. Just then she realized her phone was missing. She dialed the number using the landline. But when the call connected, she heard the ringtone coming from above her head. She fetched a ladder, climbed onto the roof following the sound, and indeed found the phone there. She turned it on, and found several third-person perspective photos inside. Someone had taken them while she was asleep. At the same time, a text message arrived. The person was teasing her, and had deliberately lured her here. She was trapped on the roof. The woman cautiously looked toward the exit, but there was still nothing there.